Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
What is worth watching? And I think that I have something for everyone, except for maybe Zach.
Except for me.
Actually, I think, Zach, if you give these things a chance, at least one of them, I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Don't worry about me. I'm leaving Earth, and it's not that I'm dying. I'm going to another planet. I've taken the hall pass. Having the blue pill or the red one, whichever one sent you into
whichever
the Matrix.
Whichever one got me out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to take that one, and I'm going to Klonfeld, and it'll be a new planet. And who knows? They're on Klonfeld. You may not have to watch TV because entertainment is just created right in your own eyes, and it's just immediately there, and it's very realistic.
Or you are their entertainment. Well, kind of like you are here.
Yeah.
You're still there, entertainment.
Or they eat my eyeballs. We have no idea. But I'm going.
All right. So Binge Watch Weekend, since it is Antober, Halloween season, I'm always going to have something in there, horror or scary. But I thought I'd have things for the family.
Okay.
That makes Monica very happy.
Monica likes the scary stuff.
But I want to make sure I have things for the family and other people as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to get those out the way. So the first thing up, you know, going through this pandemic, we've had to figure out how to live life virtually, for lack of better words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Haven't seen Monica in person but one time since St. Patrick's Day. Like, we've had to figure this out. So, on Netflix, there's an anthology series called Social Distance.
Okay.
It's based around celebrities. Each episode is its own episode, but it shows just how people are still connecting, how people are still building relationships through technology. So whether it be Zoom, whether it's dating apps or FaceTime on your phone, they're showing the new apps that are being used, that are being created, how to stay connected throughout the pandemic.
Do I have to give that one a chance?
Okay.
That's not the one that I think you have to give a chance.
Okay, good, because I don't want to.
The next one is the one, a chance for you. But there are a lot of people struggling with just losing those connections.
There are.
Throughout this. Mm-hmm. And so this kind of gives you hope that, A, you're not the only person going through it, and B, there are workarounds that may not be ideal, but they will help you.
And maybe
you
don't know about them. So, there is definitely that. I know I'm the exact opposite. It's like, I want to watch TV to forget there's coronavirus. So I don't want to watch Love in the Time of Corona, or Social Distancing in the Time of Corona, or This Is Us, where everyone's going to get corona. No, I don't want Guys Grocery Games.
That's what
and
you
if
want.
If they have masks on Guys Grocery Games, I'm quitting. I'm going to that other planet. I'm out of here.
Wait, here's a little bonus for you that I don't even have on the website. On Sunday, Supermarket Sweep comes back.
Oh, that's right.
And that's
a
great show. I don't love Leslie Jones, who's the host, but I love the show. That comes on Sunday at ABC. All right. The next one I would like for you to give a chance, Zach.
Okay. All right.
It is also on Netflix. It's called Hubie Halloween.
Adam Sandler's movie.
It's Adam Sandler.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like that old Adam Sandler. It's the fun Adam Sandler back with the Happy Gilmore, the Big Daddy.
Like Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, the Waterboy, like that kind of Adam Sandler. It's him being what he's supposed to be as opposed to what he's trying to be with his more recent film.
Okay. All right. Did you see some woman got fired because of that movie?
No. What did she do?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, came in this morning. I thought of you, Monica, because you're like, look, Adam Sandler ruined this poor woman's career. She's a news anchor somewhere in Boston. And I guess this story is set in Salem, Massachusetts, and Hubie Halloween trying to like save Halloween or whatever it is. So she did a cameo in the movie as herself, which I guess, according to her, violated the terms of her contract, and they fired her.
Wow.
I know.
Whoa.
Hope she got paid a pretty penny for that.
I'm sure she did not. It was a cameo. It was probably $100 or something like that. Probably thought it was just be fun to be in an Adam Sandler movie. And why did they fire her for that?
I don't know.
Man,
that's cold.
They hate Adam Sandler. But the synopsis of the movie, Adam Sandler plays Hubie, who is Halloween's number one fan.
Gotcha.
And his goal is to protect everybody from Halloween, like celebrate Halloween, but also protect them, let them have fun during it. But then these ghosts and spirits show up, and he's the only person that can save them.
Gotcha.
But
you watch that movie at your own risk, because it could cost you your career.
Just don't be in it.
Monica, do you have a side hustle where you're the station manager of that television station? Is that what this is? Did you fire
you got
her?
Me.
Yep. How dare you be in an Adam Sandler movie?
I know.
Get out of here!
All right, and this next one, I would be surprised if Monica's not already watching. I saw the trailer a couple weeks ago, and I fell in love with it, and I was like, I have to watch this. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Black Box.
Okay. I don't know anything about this one. So
I have seen it. I haven't started watching it yet.
All right. So
that means you haven't seen it, though, just to be clear.
I've seen the preview. That's like the trailer or whatever is pop up. But I can't wait to watch it.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. So this man loses his wife in a car crash, but he also loses his memory. And there is an experimental research that is done by Felicia Rashad, Claire Huxtable, where he's allowed to go back in his head and like find his memories and figure out like who he is and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha.
But there are also creatures in his memory that are trying to keep him from learning himself.
Huh.
But he starts to learn things about himself that he didn't want to remember, that he locked away.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's wondering if the car accident was his fault and what type of person he is as he's fighting through his own memories and the monsters and creatures in his memories.
Weird.
Just watch the trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
All I ask is that you watch the trailer.
No, I don't have
to. I guarantee you'll be sold.
Because I can just, if I see it up on a TV screen that it's available, I can say, I've seen that.
I've seen it.
It's on a sign. I saw that. Yep, I totally did. Okay, so run them down
Quick
again.
Quick summary. Mm-hmm. On Netflix, we have Social Distance if you want to connect during the pandemic. Also on Netflix, Adam Sandler's newest movie, Hubie Halloween.
Is Hubie Halloween family like you would...
That's family friendly.
Okay. I didn't know.
PG-13.
Okay, because some of the like the Billy Madison and stuff, it's a little closer to R than it is on the PG-13.
It's rated, so. It's in a PG-13 realm.
Fair enough.
And then on Amazon Prime, Black Box... It's very, very, very interesting.